A very good evening to you all, and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to this Monday Thursday service. It's a responsory service, and you would find that you have to make good use of the service sheets in your hands. Remember not, Lord, our offenses. Remember not, Lord, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forefathers. Neither take thou vengeance of our sins. But spare us, good Lord, spare thy people, whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and be not angry with us forever. Jesus Christ said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. On this day, Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him.
On this day, Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room.
On this day, Christ took a towel and washed the disciples' feet, giving us an example that we should do to others as he has done to us.
On this day, Christ our Lord gave us this holy feast, that we who eat this bread and drink this cup may proclaim his holy sacrifice and be partakers of his resurrection.
The Church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord, 739.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, on this Monday, Thursday, we come before you with grateful hearts, mindful of your great love for us. As we reflect on the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the depth of your love and the lengths you are willing to go to save us. We approach your throne of grace with humility and thanksgiving, seeking your presence and your guidance as we journey together through this holy season. Holy and merciful God, we confess before you that we have fallen short of your glory. We have sinned against you and against one another through our actions, words, and thoughts. We have failed to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we have failed to love our neighbor as ourselves. Forgive us, Lord, for all that we have done and left undone, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to turn away from sin and to follow you in faith, in hope, and in love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Merciful God, we have not loved you with all our heart and mind and soul.
Lord, have mercy.
We have not loved our neighbors as you have taught us. Lord, have mercy. We are indifferent to the saving grace of your word and life. Lord, have mercy. Forgive and heal us by your steadfast love, and make known to us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. According to thy gracious word, our next hymn 668.
Thank you. Our first reading this evening is Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. The second reading from the New Testament is a well-known section from Matthew chapter 27, reading verses 1 to 31. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is that to us?" they replied. "That's your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the coins and said, "It's against the law to put this into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they decided to use the money to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. That is why it's been called Field of Blood to this day. Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 silver coins, the price set on him by the people of Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message: "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spat on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. Amen. Thanks be to God for these readings of his holy word. Our next hymn, hymn 374, "From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe."
Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, on this Monday, Thursday, we come before you with hearts open and ready to receive your word. May you shine the light of your truth upon us, illuminating our minds and hearts with the knowledge of your love and grace. And let the Holy Spirit guide us as we reflect on the events of this sacred night, that we may be transformed by your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, Jesus Christ. Our Savior Jesus paid a heavy price for our sins. He took on the weight of all our sins, past, present, and future, and suffered the punishment that we deserved. And Matthew chapter 27, verse 1 to 31, recounts the events leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. This text is a solemn reminder of the price that Jesus paid for our sins and serves as a powerful call to repentance and faith. At the beginning of the text, we see Judas, one of Jesus' disciples, betraying him for 30 pieces of silver. What we must learn is that Judas' betrayal is a poignant reminder of the fact that even those closest to us can turn against us when their hearts are filled with greed or other sinful desires. But we see our Lord Jesus brought before Pilate, the Roman governor. He is pressured by the Jewish religious leaders to have Jesus put to death. Pilate tries to avoid responsibility for Jesus' fate by offering to release him or Barabbas, a notorious criminal. But the same crowd that shouted last week, "Hail, King of Kings! Hail, King of Kings!" incited by the religious leaders, demand that Jesus should be crucified. We are then introduced to Jesus' brutal beating and mocking by the Roman soldiers. They crown him with thorns, dress him in a purple robe, and mockingly hail him as the King of the Jews. Brothers and sisters, I can only begin to imagine the physical and emotional pain that our Lord Jesus Christ endured on our behalf. And for me, one of the most striking things about this passage is the incredible injustice and cruelty that Jesus Christ endured for our sake. He was betrayed by one of his own disciples, denied by Peter, and abandoned by the rest of his followers. He was falsely accused, mocked, beaten, and ultimately put to death on a cross. Yet in the midst of all this suffering, Jesus remained steadfast in his commitment to God's will. He did not resist his captors or seek revenge for the injustices that were done to him. Instead, he remained humble and obedient even to the point of death. We can learn from this passage of Scripture and from the life of Jesus the incredible love that Jesus has for you and for me. Despite our sin and rebellion, he was willing to endure such incredible suffering and sacrifice his life so that we might be reconciled to God Almighty. And let us learn from Jesus how to respond to injustice and suffering in our own lives. The question really is, do I seek revenge or hold on to bitterness? Or do I follow Jesus' example of humility and obedience? Let us keep aside every form of bitterness as we come to God in prayer, in worship, and in Holy Communion. Everything is now set for us to partake of the holy meal which Jesus Christ shared with his disciples for the last time before his death, and over which he proclaimed the forgiveness of our sins. As we receive Holy Communion this night, we are to remember the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that through his sacrifice we are forgiven of our sins and we can have eternal life. The Lord's Supper is also a reminder of the love and grace of God who sent his Son to die for the salvation of humanity. And let us think of the communal significance of Holy Communion, because it represents the unity of believers as members of the body of Christ, gathered to remember and celebrate our shared faith. Moreover, the Lord's Supper is an opportunity for us to renew our commitment to God and to receive the grace and strength needed to live lives that are pleasing to Almighty God. As we commune in this very meaningful meal, let us ask God to forgive our own individual sins and the sins that we remember and the ones we cannot remember. And let us receive this communion with faith and repentant hearts to the Lord. Let us pray. Loving God, on this Holy Thursday, we lift to you ourselves and our brothers and sisters wherever they are. And we pray for those who are suffering, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually. May they know your comfort and healing, and may we be instruments of your love and compassion in their lives. We pray for our communities. May we be united in our commitment to serving others, following the example of Jesus in washing the feet of his disciples. May we be a light of hope and peace in our communities, sharing your love with all those we encounter. Holy God, we pray for our leaders. May they seek your guidance and wisdom as they make decisions that impact the lives of their constituents. May they be guided by the example of Jesus in serving others, and may they be committed to promoting justice and peace in our land. We pray for those who are marginalized and oppressed. May they be treated with dignity and respect, and may we work to dismantle systems of injustice and oppression. May your love and justice prevail in our society. Compassionate God, on this Monday, Thursday, we pray for all those who are grieving. May they be comforted by your love, and may we be a source of support and encouragement to them. May they know that they are not alone, and may they find peace in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, 392, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross on Which the Prince of Glory Died. Dearly beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have desired to receive God's grace and love in the communion of the Lord's table. Many as we are one body. Therefore, acknowledge each other as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Christ says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Brothers and sisters, as the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and wine, I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart to the holy use and mystery for which he has appointed them. And as he blessed these holy things and gave thanks, let us also come near to God and present to him our prayers and our thanksgiving. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. May it become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. May it become for us our spiritual drink. God, our heavenly Father, it is always right and our joy and our salvation that we should give you thanks at all times and in all places. O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the true High Priest, forever the only priest who knew no sin. When at the Last Supper he instituted the unending sacrifice of thanksgiving, he offered first himself to you and taught us first to offer and then to receive. Whenever we eat his body, which was sacrificed for us, it strengthens us. Whenever we drink his blood, which was shed for us, it cleanses us. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with the whole army of the host of heaven, we sing your hymn of praise, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O Lord God Almighty. Hosanna in the highest. Good Father, God of the host of heaven, accept this our song of praise in which we have joined with all the angels, martyrs, and saints, with whom we are united in your presence, even though living still here on earth. Make perfect this unity between your church triumphant in heaven and your church militant here on earth by sending your Holy Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and wine. Consecrate this bread to be the body of Christ and this cup to be the blood of Christ, that the Creator's Spirit may fulfill the word of your well-beloved Son. Because with this celebration, O Lord, we make before you the memorial of the incarnation and the passion of your Son, his resurrection from his stay with the dead, his ascension into glory in the heavens, his continuing intercession for us, and we await and pray for his return. Our Lord, come, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, my body which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way also, when supper was ended, he took the cup. And when he had blessed and given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. My blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in memory of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's dead until he comes. Your death, O Christ, we proclaim. Your resurrection we announce. Your coming we await. Amen. Please, may you now take out your bread. Eat the body of Christ, broken for you on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of your sins. Have you opened your wine? Drink the blood of Christ shed for you on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of your sins. Having now, by faith, received the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, let us give thanks. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you loved your own till the end, and have instituted a memorial of your wonderful works. We thank you that you have privileged us to participate in the richness of your love and ask you to keep us in your grace so that we may continue to be your people here in this world and in the world to come. You who live and reign together with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. A final hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 555.
Thank you.
in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace.